We are learning Nida, Sefer Nida, Daf Chaf Aleph on the base, and we're starting from the two dots. Not the two dots, from Lishna Achrina, from the fourth line from the top. Fourth line from the top, Lishna Achrina. We're explaining the Machlekes, the Tanakama and Rav Yehuda. It says in Mapelos Chaticha, the Tanakama says you have to have dam with it to be Tamei. Rav Yehuda says Benkach or Benkach Tamei. Either way, she's Mapel Chaticha, she is Tamei. What's the Machlekes? Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan. So Lishna Achrina, Amri Lei, Amri Rav Yehuda, Amri Shmuel. Fidus Girs in the Gemara, we're only going to have Shmuel's Pshat and not Rabbi Yechonam's Pshat. Rabbi Yechonam's Pshat is going to be like the last Pshat before. Lishna Achrina, Amri Lei, Amri Rav Yehuda, Amri Shmuel. Shmuel says that Rav Yehuda says that Benkach HaBenkach Tameh is only if the Chaticha was four shades of Dam Tameh. If it's the other shades of Dam, the Lacha is its Tahar. That's what he says. And the Tanakhama holds that the Chaticha is not called Dam, it's called Basa. And Rav Yehuda holds it's called Dam, and therefore it has to be one of four shades of Dam. That's Pshat Rav Yehuda. That's either red, black, green, or white. If there's other dam, it's tamei. If not, it's tar. That's a rabban hold. Rabbi Yehuda, you have benkach benkach tamei. So what does it say in this Mishnah? It's brisa. Ktani aduma v'shchari roik levayna. Or Paul Rabbi Yehuda, who holds even other colors of dam are tamei. So what's Pshat Shmuel? He's only saying it's Tamei on the colors of Dam, that's Tamei. Why does it say Reik Levayna in this Braisa for? Ilem L'Rabbanon to tell you that's not Tamei. Hashtar Adum V'Shchayra come to Rabbanon. If red and black are Tar, you have to tell me Reik Levayna. Elav Rav Yehuda Palig. It must be, it's going to Rav Yehuda. Upalig in the August, Yehuda holds even of the shades of Dam are Tamei. It can't be Pshat in the Machlokes. Ella Omar Rabbi Yechanan. So here it's Rabbi Yechanan who's saying the Pshat. Ella Rabbi Yechanan. You know what Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan is? But Efshel Psichas Akever Bloy Dam Kamifaki. That means the Chaticha for sure is not Dam. So why is it Benkach Benkach Tamei? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds impossible she didn't see Dam. Where do you find Machlekes Efshel Psichas Akever Bloy Dam? Or plug that the Hanan Tanoi. The Tanya Lintan Abraisa. Kashus Oshnaim Vilshushi Apila. She was in labor 2 days. Third day she was Mapil something. But any day Mahapila. She doesn't know what came out of her. She doesn't know if it's Dam either. She doesn't know anything. I read the Suffolk, lay the Suffolk Ziva. So we're not sure if she's a Zava. It means it was no Leida and she saw Dam 3 days. Or she was a Leida because she had a miscarriage. Or she saw nothing today. So therefore, you don't eat the carbon. I'm sure I'm a Via Carbon Necha. While she has a Psychus Kavali Dam, so she saw Dam today. So either she's a Zava or she's a Leida, therefore, could she bring a carbon? So what do you see? The Machlekes in this Brice is if it's Efshar L'Psichas HaKever B'loy Dam or not. And that is the Machlekes in our Mishnah L'Maskan according to Rav Yechanan. That the Tanakhama says L'Mapalas Chaticha it's Tahar unless you see Dam. According to Rav Yehuda Benkach Benkach Tmeya. Why? Because the reason is because Efshar L'Psichas HaKever B'loy Dam. So tomorrow Vayta Tana Rabbanan. We're going to have a few more sheetas now about Chaticha. Tana Rabbanan Palas Chaticha. Aisha gives miscarriage to a piece of meat. Sumcha Samash Rameyer, Mechena Roshim Ramanasi, Yom Kedvara. What do you do? Kaira. You rip it open, this Chaticha. And yes, Dam Besoicha, if it's Dam inside it, Temeya. In Lab, it's Tahira. So Gemara explains, Kerabonon. He holds a Kerabonon. Right? He holds, it's Efshel Psychas Kevloy Dam. He holds a Kerabonon. But he holds more, Vadif Rabonon, more Chmachmed Rabonon. Kirabonon dam efsher psichus kevloy dam. Also, Kirabonon holds that it's efsher psichus kevloy dam. Therefore, it's not tamei by itself. You have to check. Vadif marabonon dinu sabra ima im b'soich eloy. Rabonon hold that the only time you're tamei if you had dam besides for the chaticha, but inside the chaticha is not metame. V'shum chesava filu b'soicha. Even dam inside the chaticha is enough to make her tamei. So some cases, like the Rabbanan, that it's possible to have Psichus Kevloy Dam, you have to find actual Dam, but he holds, finding Dam in the Chaticha is enough also. The Rabbanan holds not like that, that finding Dam in the Chaticha is not sufficient to make her tummy. Tani Idach, another Shita, Mapalas Chaticha, Rab Acham HaKaira, you rip it open, Toichem Madim, the inside is red, Tmeya. You don't even need actual Dam, just to be reddish, it's tummy. Malav Tahira. Gemara explains, he holds like kesumchus, ba'adifa mesumchus, even more machmer sumchus. Sumchus has to have actual liquid dam, but according to Rav Acha, it's enough to just be madim and to red. B'tanya idach, not a shita. You rip it open. If there's a bone inside it, she's tummy leida. The chaticha has to be a white chaticha, and inside you find dam. So then it's like basar with a etzem, and then we're worried that she really was mapel more than this bone and just got lost, and therefore she's tummy leida, because this looks like a limb of a fetus. So we think that the other part of the fetus came out earlier or came out a different time. And therefore, she's Tommy Leida. Tommy Leida, it's much bigger level here, Thomas Leida. Right. A chatik itself is not enough to make a Leida. If it looks like it's part of another animal, even has a bone, right. Has to be a whole person. This peer from Chadayev, also a peer of Amarayim from Tamid Chum, came from that place, and they brought a bride. So also, Aisim Sita Biyoda, and Palas Chatik Levana, Kaira. She's mapil, she miscarries a white piece of meat. Kaira, you rip it open. If there's a bone inside it, imay tmeya leida. Ha'palas chaticha, isha that miscarries a chaticha, kaira, miyashba dam ogur. If there's dam, ogur means like it's a lot of dam. It's like, it's a whole ogur is usually used by olive. It's like full. It's like full, then it's tamei. If it's full of dam, it's tamei. Malav tahira. It's not as tar. The Gemara explains, it's like sumchus. Remember, sumchus said that dam in the chaticha makes her tamei. So he holds, Shimon Rechai holds like sumchus. Vekila makulu. But he's mekel. If he holds, finding dam is not enough. You gotta find dam ogur. You have to find a juicy, a lot of dam. And then it's tamei. Ad kan, the Gemara of Mapelas chaticha. Now the Gemara is going to a new shaila, but since we bring a raya from our palace chaticha, that's where the sugi comes in. Boim ne Rabbi Yirmiyah Rav Zera, haroya dam b'shifay feres mahu. That means the halacha is that dam from the uterus makes her tamei. The halacha is dam from the uterus makes her tamei, even if it just goes into the beis hachitzin. Without coming out of the body, as long as it goes into the oisim makum, which is the beis hachitzin, that's enough to make her tamei. Here, a doctor inserted it in a tube straight to the uterus, and dam dripped from the uterus straight into the hollow tube outside the body. So it never went through the canal. It never went through the canal to get out. That's the shayla. And anyone wants to make a dimyan to anything today, they can make a dimyan. But this is the shayla. She sees dam v'shefeferes. What's the halacha? What's the shayla? It says in the Torah by Nida, it says, Dam ye zoiva bibisara shivas yamim. So it's a loshon bibisara amar achmana of leivus sheferes. It has to be in her basar adam and not a sheferes. It has to touch the canal. Idilma hay bisara and bayolei shemitam afnim kuchutz. No, bisara is teaching us that it becomes tummy while it's in the base of chitzayin before it comes out. But it doesn't tell us that it has to touch there to make it tummy. That's the shaila. Amalei, so he answered, I have an answer to your shayla. B'sar machmana lo shefaris. It has to be b'sar lo shefaris. If you take a dam shefaris, it's not tamei. The ibe b'sar of boilem shtam afim mechutz. If we're just telling me that she comes tamei from the dam being there in the canal, imkei name akra b'sara. My b'sara. Shvami no tarti. See both halachas from here. Shvami no tarti. It's very the Gemara kasha. So you're very good. Everyone likes that. Shefaris halach is it's tar. Right, I'm sure everyone's thinking it's kasha already. Ha'pelos chaticha, kaira, you rip it off. Yes, but dam ogur was tamei lav taira. So kaira, it says dam in the chaticha came out. You open the chaticha, it's dam inside. It's just tamei. It's a sheferes. The chaticha is like a sheferes. What? No, chaticha is basa. Chaticha is basa. No. Right. Yeah. So what? The chaticha is the natural sheferes. That's the kasha.
It's
not different at all. What's different? What? I know. The Sheferis also came to Habakkuk. What? A damin and Sheferis was a damin inside. Tell me the difference between Sheferis and Chaticha. No difference. And for the Gemara, Hachi Ashta, Hosom, Dak Shish Luris Dam, Chaticha. Hachi and Dak Shish Luris Dam, Sheferis. Oh, what's Tarets? So it sounds like, here it's Dark, not Dark. Sounds like maybe Rabbi Yosef's Tarets. But that's why with Zoycha to Rashi, And like one of the rabbis once said, Baruch Hashem, Rashi is not cheating. It's not like looking at art schools. Rashi is not cheating. It's learning. So Rashi says that the Bart is, it's mim b'minoi. It's mim b'minoi. He says, since the chadich v'era basar, so it's mim b'minoi loy chayetz. So it's like the dam is touching the basar, because it's mim b'minoi loy chayetz. Because the chadich v'era basar. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says that hilkach b'psara karinabay, the mim b'minoi loy chayetz. That's Losh and Rashi.
So check the gemara,
darker. I know, it's good kasha, but don't state in Rashi. Rashi learned, that's what I've done. That's what was leichet to Rashi, Baruch Hashem. So Rashi says that darkus means that here it's mim minoy chay. So teretz is really shafaras is not called tamei, but here since the chaticha is mim minoy, it's loy chay. So zok the gemara, look the lema shafaras. What we have a kash on the cheshbon? The lema shafaras tanoi. Maybe shafaras is a machlokes tanoim. The tanya lunta brisa. Hapelos chaticha. It says in the Brian like this. Apollos chaticha, afish and malei adam, even if chaticha is malei adam, and yeshu my adam, tamei, I'm laugh tairu. Guys, with adam, it's tamei, if not tairu. Rabbi Eliezer, Eimer, b'vissara, v'loi b'shir, v'loi b'chaticha. Rabbi Eliezer makes a drasha, b'vissara, and not inside a, like a sack, or in a chaticha, piece of basa. So the Rabbi Eliezer, ha'in Tanakama, isn't that Tanakama? Tanakama says, dafka fes, all adam is tamei, if not, not. So Rabbi says, you're right. Eimer, shir, Rabbi Eliezer, I'm b'vissara, v'loi b'shir, v'loi b'chaticha. That's one sheet of the Tanakhama, saying that if you find, if Echticha comes out, if you find Dam with it, it's Tamei. If not, it's Tar. Why? Because Rabbi Eliezer said, V'psara of Leiv Shir of Lechaticha. And therefore, Dam and Lechaticha doesn't count. V'chama Imrim, Ain't a Dam Nidah al Dam Chaticha. It's not Dam Nidah al Dam Chaticha. Tanakhama Nami Turim et Tar. So what's the Chilp Dimcham and the Tanakhama? So Gemara explains that a Poli Peluyi Kavadayu. The case was here, the chaticha had dam, had cracks on the outside of it, and there was dam on the outside of the chaticha. Tanakama sava b'psarav loy b'shirav loy chaticha. The loch is that b'psara and not b'shirav loy chaticha. And who had in the shafaris? Dam in shafaris also is dam matame. But v'hanim leich the shia, it's only if it's smooth. Aval pili piluyeh, if it has cracks, and therefore there is dam in the, you know, coming out of the cracks, tamea. My time of b'sara krinibay, it's touching the basa. But also, Rabban Lameimar, afagav the pali peluye, even though it has cracks, ain't that dam nida, el dam chaticha. But ha dam nida, ha bi dam nida, vaday tome filo shveres dami, ino v'shveres. The Gemara wants to tie it like this. That the machlokes over here is, why is dam chaticha not metame the isha? The Tanakama holds it is because it's like a shveres taka. Not the svar we said before. It's like a shaferes, and it is chayetz, and therefore it's not tamei. Though it comes out, if it has cracks, then it's matame because it's on the outside. But the Rabbanu, the reason why it's not matame is not because of shaferes. Shaferes is tamei. You know why it's not tamei here? Because he holds that it's not dam neither. So it comes out fizeh, the feed way we're learning now, it's machlokes tanoim, shaferes is tamei. It comes out as two machlokes in Tanakama and Rabbanu, two nafkaminas. One nafkamina is by pali pluy, if it's cracked and has dam on the outside. According to Tanakama, it's tamei. Why? Because it's touching the outside. According to Rabbanu, it's not tamei because it's not dam neither. It's not dam neither. Another nafkamina will be is if you see dam b'shaferes. According to Rabbanu, it'll be tamei. According to Tanakama, it'll be tahar. So really, there's machlokes here, shaferes or not, according to this. Machlokes are shaferes or not, machlokes the Tanakama and the Rabbanu, if tamei b'shaferes, or not. And let's tomorrow we'll continue, even though it's a little bit of a sugar, but tomorrow we'll continue from the bottom of the Amalek Chacham on base.